This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi there, this is Arvind Rathore. Exciting to be here at the Agile Thoughts Podcast. Thank you, Lance. I'm based out of Bangalore, India. I'm a keen agilist. Been in the industry for 24 years and worked with all over Fortune 500 different large companies and now startup, and keen to understand how the agile world has evolved and share some of my thoughts.
This is the first episode of a series about Agile in the C-suite with Arvind Rathore. Today, I'm welcoming Arvind Rathore, a distinguished professional with rich international experience in IT strategy, digital transformation, and business development. Arvind has successfully led global programs in telecom, retail, insurance, and banking, earning the trust of Fortune 500 C-level management teams. As a thought leader, he has delivered keynote speeches at significant industry conferences and has been recognized with Inspiring Leader Award by DASA, DevOps Agile Skills Association, in 2022. Arvind's expertise spans certifications like Safe Agilist, Prince 2 Professional, and industry frameworks such as Valet, Agile, and Six Sigma. His impactful writings have been featured on CNBC, Economic Times, and CIO publications. It is fortunate that we have the opportunity to gain insights from Arvind's exceptional career on Agile Thoughts. Arvind, assuming you weren't born a CXO or SVP or genetically predisposed to being in the C-suite, what formed your approach to leadership?
Yeah, thank you, Lance, for the question and for having me on the Agile Thoughts podcast. Yeah, so how I reflect on my journey so far, I think the preliminary leadership skills, if you will, I look back and I think the two areas that I probably learned the most before joining the corporate workforce as far as leadership is concerned. So, I raised in an army officer's family. All right. So in that regard, I saw my dad, who's an army officer, how did he go about doing things, about leading the troops? And I think that gave me a very foundational view into what leadership is. And if I sum up in one line, what I learned the most out of that, while growing up was a discipline, right? And that's really ingrained into my leadership style as well. And the other thing that I learned a lot was as I was growing up, I was into a lot of sports. And, again, my family was in sports. My father and my brother went on to represent India in a lot of international tournaments. And I did pretty reasonably well as well. I was the captain of many of my sports teams in school as well as in college. Right. So I think leadership came naturally, but I learned a lot from sports on how each player in the team is equally important and how do you rally the team towards a common goal and how do you keep them motivated day in, day out basis so that you get the best performance out of your team and how do you really utilize different skills that people bring on to this team and then make like what is called 1 + 1 = 11, right? So I think those are things that I learned. And those are things that got really ingrained into my leadership style. And, joined the corporate workforce, that was 24 years back. I was fortunate to get engaged with a lot of different leaders, different leadership styles. Most of them were really good leaders, courageous, again, looking after their people as well as at the same time, balancing it out with what their customers needed and what their other stakeholders required, right? So I really admired a lot of leaders who could balance out things, and I learned a lot from them. So those were the three areas that really shaped up my style of leadership. The agile word was not there at that point of time. And later, when I reflected back, when I learned a lot of things about Agile, you know, practicing Agile, reading about Agile. I thought, hey, you know, this is something that comes quite naturally to me in terms of, you know, what I learned from the various facets in my life. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I really like your quote that you said, which is 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, but it equals 11. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, did you become aware that there was an agile way versus a non-agile way? Like, when did that happen? When did you start identifying these two ways of looking at the world?
Well, I think, the first time I heard the word agile, I mean, not the English word, but you know, the way we use it in terms of agile methodology and stuff was probably 2007. And, you know, I was leading a large program for a retail company. And the retail industry, I must say, you know, were quite the early adopters as far as the agile way of working was concerned. All right. And that's about when I first projects that I was leading, you know, came about. And I started learning about not only the agile methodology as in the process part of it, but what should you do as a leader in terms of empowering your teams, how do you organize your teams, and so on and so forth, right? And I think that's where I started sort of getting a taste of what makes absolute sense, you know, in terms of getting an outcome for the team. And how do you really go about getting that outcome by doing what we call as agile ceremonies, like I said, organizing teams in a different fashion, empowering your teams and letting them experiment. So everything that we associate with agile, right? So I think that's where the whole thing started. And then obviously I started learning more and got deeper into what we call and associate today with agile leadership.
When you started down this path of doing what we call being agile, I'm assuming your approach was different at the beginning, and maybe you adjusted as you worked on understanding or absorbing this agile idea. Can you tell us how your approach has evolved in leadership?
So I think I think when I got my first taste of what agile leadership meant, right? And like I was alluding to earlier, I resonated with my natural style, right? What my natural style of leadership was. And now I said, okay, what I naturally do is also called agile leadership, right? So in terms of a lot of things that I was doing before getting a dip into this agile pool was almost the same. So how things have evolved is, I think the scale of leadership has changed. But essentially, I think the style and the things that I used to do all throughout have almost remained the same. And obviously, I've learned a lot as we went along in terms of, how do you balance things out? How do you face some of the challenges in terms of changing mindset of people? And, you know, that really depends on a lot of different factors. To answer your question, I think what's evolved is really the scale that I've been able to, you know, use this quote-unquote, you know, agile leadership style, but not as much as the style.
Meet Kartar. Kartar is a project manager working for a casino. And little does he know is that hitmen are gunning for his head if he doesn't deliver the project on time. Kartar has caught the attention of a Rishi, and this Hindu demigod is not satisfied with helping Kartar change just his project, but he wants Kartar to change his life as well. Read about Kartar's life in Agile Noir. Agile Noir is available in the US on Amazon.com and in India on Pothi.com, it's P-O-T-H-I, and in China on my WeChat store. Agile Noir. Noir spelled N-O-I-R. There are links to these retailers in the podcast show notes. Links to various articles written by Arvind. like the CIO article, can be found in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. If you're not using a podcast player, just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you'll see the show notes. Next episode, more Agile in the C-Suite with Arvind. Can you share with the audience a model for what is Agile leadership and what is not?